Our theme this weekend is Jesus the same yesterday, today, forever. And I would like to say this, that I have known the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour for many years. I was converted as a little girl at the age of 9, and I got away from the Lord, and I came back when I was the age of 24. And I'm very grateful that I did, because I have known what it's like to have peace in my heart. I've known what it's like to be loved by someone. And this is the most important thing that you can have in your life as a woman, I feel. It is lovely to have the love of a mother. It is lovely to have the love of a husband. It is wonderful to know the love of a boyfriend. I think that is the most precious thing, the first boyfriend. But the most rewarding and fulfilling thing to know is the love of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. To know that God loves you. He does love you. But not all of us know it. And to know it is wonderful. To know it is fulfilling, because sometimes those that we know don't always love us. Sometimes circumstances alter our behaviour towards one another. Sometimes we do something to upset our families. Perhaps mum and dad are disappointed in us. And perhaps we leave our home because of something we have done. Perhaps there is a break in a marriage. We don't know why, but it happens sometimes. But if you have the love of God in your heart and your life, it will fulfill you. It will strengthen you. It will keep you day by day. Nobody can take it from you. It is yours forever. Nobody can take it from you, because God has given it to you. He has given to you the love of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came on this earth and lived as a man, and He died as a man, He suffered as a man, and He rose again as a Saviour. He rose again as a Saviour. And He said to you and I that He would send a Comforter, and that Comforter is the Holy Spirit of God, which will come and live in your heart if you invite Him in. God says, if you seek me, you will find me if you search for me. If you seek me, you will find me if you search for me. And you will find him if you search for him. The most wonderful thing that we have, apart from the love of God, is his word. Oh, girls, if you don't read it, you don't know what you're missing out on. You don't have to sit down every day and go through chapter after chapter after chapter, but it's there. Look, every one of you women are placed in a position where you have situations that you cannot cope with. Isn't it right? Yes, and I see heads nodding. There is sadnesses in your life, your children. You're worried about your children because they may be doing this or they may be doing that. They're not terribly bright at school. Your husband is going for a new position. You're going for a new position. You want to do this, you want to do that. You're worried, you're concerned. You have trials and tribulations. Go to the Word of God. Go to Him and say, Father, my daughter's such and such, my son's such and such, my husband's such and such, I'm such and such. Speak to me, Lord, help me. Look, it's there, and he will. I don't know how he does it, but he'll turn the page and he'll speak to you from his word. And oh, what a comfort it is to know his love and to know that he does care, and he'll speak to you through his word. It's better than ringing up your girlfriend and saying, oh dear, I've got problems. And the girlfriend probably has the same situation and she doesn't know how to handle it either. But you know, God does. And he will tell you. Sometimes he'll tell you to rest. Sometimes he'll tell you to be still. Sometimes he'll tell you to get going. Well, girls, do as you're told. Do as you're told. It's very hard, but God says he would prefer you to be obedient than your service. How many of us would prefer obedience from our children? I know I would. I've got a big girl who's a wonderful girl to me. She'll do anything for me. But the most wonderful thing I think about her is she is an obedient person. If I tell her to do something, I know that she will do it. And I love her for her obedience. I don't love her because she might run the broom over the floor. But yet I have another little one and she's completely the opposite. Aren't I lucky? Yes. But still, she's got a lot to learn. But God wants us to be obedient. And the way to be obedient is to do as you're told. Look at it and read it. And he'll tell you what he wants you to do. He mightn't tell you the next day, but he will. And if you do as you're told, you'll find that things will sort themselves out. He has a plan for your life and my life. And you know, he's working for our good. And it's you and I that foul it up. It's not him. And I know, girls, because I'm the best little fouler up that you've ever met in your life. Because I've been told, God has spoken to me, and I've said, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, and I'm like you. We go away from, say, a place like this. We get a bit of a boost, and we go along for about 3 weeks, and we're very happy because we've been fulfilled spiritually, because the majority of us here this weekend all love God. We all love the Lord Jesus Christ, and we all think the same. So that we're all of one mind, you see. We're not battling with each other, you know, and we're quite happy together. And that gives us a bit of a boost. And we go along all right for about 3 weeks, and then we start to fall down again. But God knows this. And look, you've got the greatest access to him. All you've got to do is talk to him. And I find the most wonderful thing you can do is just go and be like Hezekiah, I think it was. He put the letters before him and he said, there. And just say, well, look, God, I'm unhappy. I want a boyfriend. I'm lonely. I want somebody to love me. And I have a young friend like this at the moment. She's not getting anything out of her spiritual life because she's got other problems, and this is her main problem. And she's a woman, and it's a natural thing. And I said to her, have you gone and told God about it? Have you said to him that I want somebody? I'm lonely. She said, no, I haven't. I said, go, because he will fulfill you. He will, if you want him, he will be there if you look for him. He will fulfill the promises that he's given to you if you ask him to, if you believe that he will do it. And that's another thing. Don't ever go to God if you're half-hearted. Don't ever expect him to help you if you don't believe that he can. Because he said that he can, and he said that he will. Believe him. He doesn't tell lies. He's not like you and I. You know, have you ever thought that God had in command all the children of Israel? Now, there's a lot of people there, and he had all of that organised. You know, he can cope with just one of us. He can cope with just one. I mean, if he can do it to millions, he can do it to individuals too. So, ladies, just remember this, that God said, I am the Lord, I change not. Jesus Christ, his Son, is the same yesterday, today, forever. What he said yesterday, he means today, and he means tomorrow. And I'd just like to close with this verse, if I can ever find it. And it's a wonderful verse. And I just want you, ladies, to just bow your heads while I say this verse, and I want you to think about it. I want you to listen, because it's God speaking to you, and it's God speaking to me. Bow our heads. God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.